This is how we all came into the world.
This is The Basics Guide to Women's Wrestling, your only source for women's wrestling commentary and recap strictly in the WWE, with an appearance by AEW Women this week. I'm Liz, your semi-basic host, and this is Joseph.
Holy shit, I forgot AEW was also this week. There was way too much good wrestling.
Way too much, or not enough, or just enough.
Whoa.
There
was
so much.
This is probably the best week we've had in a long time.
I had
not even including AEW.
Yeah, that was just kind of like the cherry on top.
Yeah.
Because we did not watch All Out
on top
when it aired.
On the side.
It's like if we got extra toppings on
it's
the
like
side.
It's like in Jamba
just to, like,
Juice when they make too big of a size and they give you the extra size and it's not full, but it's more than you would have got if you got the medium.
Yeah.
Or the small.
It's that. It's that, basically.
Yeah, it's the extra.
We didn't watch AEW until after this week's shows.
Yeah, we had prior family commitments.
But we watched the matches yesterday. You want to start with those? Let's just start with those.
Because that was Saturday?
Because it technically was Saturday was first.
Well, technically, Cardiff was first.
Okay.
Just did AEW.
All right. We had the two matches that determine who's going to fight for the first ever AEW Women's Championship on TNT, October, whatever. I don't even remember the date, but they kept pushing it.
Second.
Okay.
I believe.
On TNT.
Yeah.
So, it was the battle royale between 21 women. Is that how many it was?
I don't remember. Casino battle royale.
Yeah, the way that
the
rules.
The way they did it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Actually.
Okay. So instead, like a normal, well, I don't know what a normal battle royale is, but sometimes it starts off with everybody in the ring, and sometimes you get like one by one. In this case, they came out in groups every few minutes. So the first group that started it off, I can't remember too many people, but Nyla Rose was in it.
They did it by suits of cards.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So everybody drew a card, and that's how they were grouped. That's how it determined who was going to come in when. And if you drew the Joker, you were the wild card, you get to come in last. So the first group was Nyla Rose, a few other people I can't remember, but I do remember.
I don't think any of them are going to end up being important, consequential to the roster, to the main
I
roster.
I don't think so, but I wanted to like point out, oh, I already forgot her last name. There's so many Kellys between NXT UK that I want to say her name is Priscilla Kelly.
I only remember what they look like vaguely.
Okay, but I just wanted to bring her up because she didn't used to come out. She was on an episode of My Big Fat American Gypsy Wedding.
I remember you saying that.
And she's come out in the Mae Young Classic before. She's always
She was in the Mae Young Classic?
Yeah, yeah. She was like one of the first rounds, got beat pretty easily. Huh. So that's why I say she's kind of like their call-in. Hey, can you come in for a match? And she shows up. I know she's an indie wrestler.
Yeah.
Her biggest claim to fame recently was her pulling out a tampon from her, a supposed used tampon from her briefs, and putting it in a girl's face, I guess, when they were wrestling.
It's a period on my leg.
I guess I would call that like an homage to Mankind. But everybody was freaking out over it.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
It's pretty gross.
They need to do another Mae Young Classic.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I don't know why they haven't announced it yet. We already know who the winner's going to be, but we'll get to that later.
Okay. So the first round, Nyla Rose pretty much dominated the whole thing.
It wasn't just the first round. It was like the whole match. She would get lost here or there, but she was...
Well, by the time the second group came in, that's when we got, like, a little bit more familiar faces.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she was worn down by then, so they were able to, like, put more of a fight up against her, but she was dominant throughout most of it.
Yeah, so who was... Dr. Britt Baker was in that second group, huh?
Was she?
I'm pretty sure she was. I didn't write it down. I just
yeah,
know...
Yeah, because the third group had... B, I think.
Okay. B?
Bay.
I always get that confused.
I think it's B. Okay. I always said it Bay.
Well, Dr. Britt Baker was in the mix. There was, I don't know, I guess like during that second group of people, there was just like kind of a mess. Well, not a mess, but like there was a lot of commotion going on by that second time. Yeah,
whoever that first girl came in was pretty badass. She just stormed out to the ring and took on Nyla Rose, but I don't remember who it was, and I don't think she's on the main roster. I don't think she's on their like website on the roster.
Oh, man.
But we need to go back and look at it look again, it up. I guess. Especially if they're going to be an actual show now.
Yeah. By the time the last groups came out, then we get like introduced to like the major players of AEW.
Yeah. Allie was there. Brandy came out with her henchmen. Awesome Kong. Awesome Kong was pretty cool.
We
had a cool spot where all the big girls were in the ring, like trying to establish their dominance.
Between Nyla Rose and Awesome Kong.
And then that other girl, I forgot who she was. The one that looked like a hillbilly. Her hair was all up and she had cut off like plaid red shirt. She kept grabbing her boobs.
Oh, she was older. She was an older lady. Yeah, see, and that's the problem.
No, she was the same size as the rest of them.
That was the problem I had with this match is we didn't know who anybody was because they wouldn't put up name. Like bumpers with everybody's names on them.
I don't think you were paying attention well enough because the commentators were doing a pretty good job of mentioning.
I usually tune them out. Tune them out. That's why.
You can't do that when you're learning a new promotion.
I guess. I probably should be paying attention because isn't Jim Ross on the commentating team?
Yeah, he wasn't there for that. No, because he was.
Because this is a pre-show. And who else came out? Oh, one of the cool spots was, I guess. B.
Yeah.
And Dr. Britt Baker have a history
that we
because
don't know about. We got to go back and watch that match. There was a match at Fight for the Fallen between B and Britt Baker. And Hector actually told me it was pretty good. We need to go back and watch it. But yeah, so as soon as B comes out with her group, Britt Baker bolts up the ramp and just like Thez presses her or something and just they start going at it. And we didn't even see them for a while other than when the camera was cutting back to them and they were still beating the crap out of each other. That was cool.
So
When I saw that, I was like, neither of these chicks are going to win because they have enough, like, they already have a storyline
to go off like, of.
And that was way more intriguing than
I'm
anything
else going on.
I'm invested
already. Yeah. Yes. Sign me up. Who else? Oh, Jazz.
Jazz was cool.
Jazz
is
came back. Yeah.
I mean, she's old, too, and she looked cool.
She looked cool. She had a shaved head, right? She looked very Wakanda.
Yeah.
with her gear, too. All she was like suit. She was like a warrior. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was...
But she got dispatched
pretty quickly. Yeah, pretty quickly. We didn't really see her, like, too much in action.
It was just cool to see her.
Who else?
Allie was there. She looked pretty cool.
Wasn't she trying to get Nyla Rose over the top ropes?
I think so.
So Nyla Rose is the big girl. She's I was commenting on her costume.
Yeah.
Because
it's not
very
good.
Well, you compared it to or you said that it was better than Nia Jax's costume over in WWE. Is that what you said?
No, I said it's worse than
or it's
Nia
worse
Jax's
than
costume.
But I said it's not because it actually makes sense. Nyla Rose, I guess, is a saloon girl from the Wild Wild West because all of her costume had like lace and fringe and her name is Nyla Rose. It sounds like a very country western girl name.
It's still going to be a no for me.
I'm not saying it was good. I'm just saying it makes sense.
Nah.
But you know what? To be honest, I was not impressed by Nyla Rose throughout this match.
She
was dominating, but it was
We can just jump ahead. She won. I can't believe she's going. Like, it better be Riho who wins because she was sloppy throughout all that. And, like, it's not to say she can't get better or she's not, like, good. But, like, by the end of that match, she was gassed. In the beginning of that match, she was sloppy. Like, she's got potential, but it's not there yet. She doesn't need to be in the main event of your premier show fighting for a championship. Mm-hmm. That's why you have Britt Baker and Bay and Awesome Kong and all these other people.
Side note, Allie went for Brandi Rhodes during the match. So there's something going on with them too. I know that they have there's like bad blood between them. Allie was commentating one match, I think at the last pay-per-view, And she just kept making digs at Brandi Rhodes.
Oh.
Brandi Rhodes, who is the chief branding officer. Chief
Brandi officer.
Well, branding, Brandi. Well, she's her boss, basically.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so her and Allie. And the way the finish to the match. So, B got eliminated by Britt Baker. And...
Well, it came down to Nyla Rose, B, and Britt Baker. And when that happened, that was when I, like, was pretty sure Nyla Rose was going to win, and I was kind of annoyed by it. But, the way it went down was pretty cool.
So, after she eliminated B, Britt Baker, Nyla Rose was, like, going towards Britt to eliminate her, and B just, like, reached over and pulled her over the ropes. And Nyla was able to just, like, toss her out like nothing.
Yeah.
So she lucked into that. She lucked into that.
That's why she has to lose. Ending. Like, she didn't earn her... She went through all these chicks, but she didn't earn her spot.
Not really, no. And that's why... I think there's even a AEW Instagram post where they're like, was Britt Baker robbed of her win?
Nope.
She wasn't robbed, you'd say?
Nope. It's gotta go through B.
Well, also, I mean, it's a battle royal. Like, there's no rules.
Yeah.
So you did not watch the match between Riho and Hikaru Shida.
I have not gotten a chance to because we were recording this way too early. It's just an extra day. But that extra day would have given me some sort of downtime at work where I could have watched that match.
Oh, man. Well, I can just tell you real quick. It was a good one. It was so good. And I was surprised that... I was surprised at the outcome. Do you want me to just...
Did Rio not
win? I'll just tell you what happened. No. Rio won.
Oh, okay.
But she shouldn't have won that. Shida, like, shone in that match. She was so good.
Is she on the roster?
I think so. I think she is. I think that she got, like, some sort of deal. But, yeah, she... It's so funny seeing just the two of them, like, square off against one another because Hikaru Shida is built. She's big. She looks like a wrestler. Riho looks like a scrawny little rag doll. And fan. I'm amazed. Yeah, she looks like a jobber. She looks like the jobbers that come out here. She's just in her little baby doll costume. And the cool thing is, I mean, last week we were talking about someone being like Homer Simpson taking all the beatings. Bailey. And that's basically Riho. She loves to get like slung around and she just hangs on throughout the entire match. And just like at the opportune time, she gets that roll up or, you know, cause like I wouldn't.
She's probably so light. She can make everybody look good.
And that's one of the things that I was thinking throughout this whole match because like, Shida had that whole match all but one. It was her dominating. And it's so funny, too, because everybody was, like, chanting for her and cheering for her. And then she did a little bit of crowd work. But she, like, knocked off some guy's foam finger and laughed at him. So I guess she's the bad guy.
She had to spell it out for them while they were all cheering for her.
Because, yeah, she comes out with... I couldn't tell if it was, like, a samurai sword or a kendo stick. But she comes out with her weapon in her robe and looking fierce, like warrior over here.
Did she
have
wooden sandals?
No.
Like Samurai Jacks?
No.
Damn it.
She has boots.
She had wooden sandals and then wrestled barefoot. Anyway.
No, we... anyway. Yeah, that was just such a good match. Shida was just... She was dominating throughout the entire thing and Riho was just hanging on like... because that was the thing. The cool thing with Riho is she's so fast. She's able to like get the one up on all of her opponents. And with Shida, she couldn't do it. She would stop her like at every move. And yeah, she was just really able to like hang on in that match. And she just waited for the right time to get the pin on her. And she got it.
Do they have like a history in Japan or anything like that? Like
I couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you. I just know the last time we saw, Riho and Shida, they were in a triple. They were in that six-man tag match.
Side?
They were on the same side.
Okay.
So yeah, that was that. So now it's going to be Riho versus Nyla Rose. And I would say I'm like kind of excited just because of like their size up.
I'm sure it'll be fun.
But I'm not. I'm not behind Nyla Rose. So
little person versus big person matches are always fun. I'm sure it'll be good.
Well, that's why this Sheeta and Riho match was really good, because Sheeta's so much bigger than her.
Yeah. I mean, I believe in these dudes. They know what they're doing in ring, so like I'm sure that match will be good. Mm-hmm. I just am not a fan of Nyla, and that's why I don't think she should be
in the match at all.
I don't think she should be in that big a spot. It mm-hmm. kind of reminds me of what they did with what they did to Lacey in WWE. But I'm happy to be proven wrong.
So that was the AEW women's matches. The other pay-per-view this weekend was NXT UK Cardiff.
Yes.
And we only had one match. It was just Toni Storm and Kaylee Ray for the UK Women's Championship.
I liked it. It was a good match. It was super fun. I thought they both did really well in telling their stories and like what they were trying to do and get across. The way that they started the match was probably my favorite that I've seen in a long time. Kaylee was trying to stay away from her for a little while, and then Toni Storm just suicide dove through like where the almost where the turnbuckle was at to get to her. And then
she's like, you're going to fight me.
And then I think she did another suicide dive too, before they like actually started getting into it. And it was cool. They went back and forth for a little while.
The ending was lackluster, but like I think it kind of ended abruptly.
I could see that.
Like it could have gone on some more.
Yeah, but I mean, they didn't need to draw it out mm-hmm. any longer. I thought it was fine. The one problem that I had with the ending is I thought she should have done her finisher a third time. Because she did it once when she like caught her off by, like Toni was going for something and then she ended up getting her in it and hitting her with it. Mm-hmm. And then she did it again knowing she had to hit her with her again, because I think she had done it earlier in the match and Toni kicked out.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, and that's the thing. Toni just kept
popping. See, that's why I would have even gone like, I mean, at least three. But like four or five would not have been out of the question if she just kept doing it to Toni, because like how they've been building this up and it being so personal, and like Toni was even crying at points during the match, or like teary-eyed.
She like cried throughout the whole match.
Throughout the match, like it was such an emotional thing. Like to have her like even just screaming, like delivering that last blow, like the fourth or fifth of her finishing maneuver, would have just like really driven it home mm-hmm. without having to draw it on a little longer, or yeah. without having to draw it on a lot longer, like another 10 minutes or so. They could have just done that, but it was still cool. I liked it.
I guess going back and watching that finisher, Kaylee Ray, she bounced Toni off of the top rope before she hit her.
The first one?
On the
second one, that's right.
Yeah, she bounced her off the top rope before she did her finisher on her.
Yeah, so it was a different variation.
Okay, can you break down the Kaylee Ray's? And am I saying Kaylee Ray correctly?
Yeah.
It's because there's so many Kaylees and Kylies and Rays and Lees. Kaylee Ray, could
all
you?
Part of the same wrestling family. Drag families.
Could you break down her finisher? Because it is so cool.
She puts her opponent on their back, facing away from her. Straps their shoulders around
like a backpack,
kind of.
She wears them like backpacks,
and then she throws them back onto their face.
Yeah,
like in a reverse pancake slam.
That's it was a good match. I had a lot of fun watching that one.
Yeah, it was good, but surprisingly it wasn't even the best NXT UK match this week.
Nope.
When we were watching, I was just like, oh yeah, like this is surprisingly good, but I don't even think it was. I mean,
that you want to just talk about NXT UK from this week's show?
Because yeah, it happened
the same night as Cardiff.
Even though the announcers are trying to pretend that it didn't.
We're gonna
same exact venue, guys. You don't rent out that for NXT UK for 1 week.
Well, we're gonna go ahead and like do a little bit.
Pretend too,
because we're jumping straight into NXT UK.
Yeah, so Piper and Rhea
got our matchup between them.
Second showdown, because they had another one. They were saying, and Piper won, remember?
Yeah, we saw it already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this one
is part two.
It's part two, hopefully, of three.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the commentator was saying something about, oh, could this be a trilogy?
Yeah, but it was so good. Like, they both did so well. They, like, the beginning where they're just kind of sizing each other up and, like, running into each other and not being able to knock each other down was cool. And, like, really well to show how good, how evenly matched they were. And then Piper had that back injury that she sold really well.
Yeah, what, Rhea Ripley, and that's, are they both the same height?
Rhea's way taller Rhea's than way her, taller. I noticed, I think. Because but when they were locking up, Rhea had to be bent down a lot, and yeah. Piper was on her toes.
Yeah. So, basically, Rhea was ramming Piper into the turnbuckle, like yeah. she was spearing her, or shoving her shoulder into her, like, over and over, and that's where the back injury came from.
Yeah.
So, Piper wrestled the rest of the match with a bad back.
So she was mostly just getting knocked down and stomped down. And Rhea's stomps look so cool because she's so tall. She gets her legs so high. She's just stomping on her back over and over again.
And then she would, like, dig her foot into Piper's lower back.
Yeah.
While she's on the ground.
Yeah. And then,
which I didn't know if it was painful or not. I would have liked something like rubbing my back because I have back problems. PSA, women, work out your back. Everybody in the WWE has back issues.
And then Piper, they've kept doing that for a little while and selling that until Piper was able to, I think Rhea had climbed up on her back.
Mm-hmm.
Piper threw herself back and landed on Rhea and knocked the wind out of her. And that was the coolest I've seen Rhea sell anything. Like, she didn't, she wasn't, like, over the top with it, selling or anything like that. Like, as soon as she hit the ground, her eyes bulged out of her head. You could see, like, go back and watch it and pause it.
Oh,
you can
wow.
see her face where she's just like, oh, what happened?
I didn't even
and
catch that.
And then she's, like, trying to, like, you could, like, she looked like she was trying to catch her breath. And I don't know if it actually happened, but, like, it looked very convincing. Like, I've had the wind knocked out of me multiple times. And that, like,
that's pretty accurate.
That
portrayal.
Was the most convincing that I could see, like. It makes me think that she actually did get the wind knocked
maybe.
Out of her. And then there was another spot where she was selling again too, and it was the same kind of thing. Like, I guess that's just
yeah,
the way
she
Rhea
was,
does
yeah.
it now. The way she's selling stuff where she just, like, opens her eyes like she's shocked by
like
how
she's
much she's hurt. Which is good for her. Like, she doesn't mm-hmm. have to overly sell stuff because
she's so strong.
She's so huge.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was the two things that I liked about that match the most.
Well, Rhea won.
Yeah.
She hit her finisher on Piper, which is just, it's a testament to Rhea's strength.
Yeah.
Because she powerbombs them, right?
Yeah.
Or power slams them, or it's a powerbomb. She just lands on the floor with them.
Yeah, sit down powerbomb.
I don't know what it's called. I don't know. Does she call it something special?
I don't know.
Well, either way, she put away Piper.
Yeah.
Man.
And this is just the weekly show.
It's just the weekly show.
This is the last of the weekly shows.
Last week we saw her.
I can't believe that wasn't the main event. Well, I mean, I guess the main event was just What's-His-Face beating up some dude for like 10 minutes, but
we don't ever watch the men's
no,
matches
we,
on NXT
I mean,
UK.
And for one, if you ever hear anybody talking about Cassius Ohno, tell him he sucks and if they're stupid. That's all I need to touch on for NXT UK men at all. They should have been the main event.
Yeah.
They should have
especially
finished out the
week.
Especially
this feud. This feud, yeah. Because now I'm just going to jump into NXT. We saw Rhea Ripley appear last week on NXT USA, whatever, calling out Shayna Baszler. So we know
we'll
that she's
that.
We know she's coming to NXT. And yesterday or today, they announced that next week we're going to get a matchup between Rhea Ripley and Shayna.
I don't think she's coming permanently.
No?
Because
or maybe she'll be
she
going back and forth.
Was, that's going to be a lot of miles on her. Especially in, like, a small plane. She's big.
First class.
Yeah, I guess. But I hope not. But I also think it's a missed opportunity. What they should have done is waited until, I mean, the premiere's in 2 weeks. The network premiere is in 2 weeks on USA.
Well, I have my own theories.
And I think they should have waited, because at the very worst, even if Rhea's here to stay, you can bring up how she was UK champion. And then people who are watching NXT or watching NXT that week can say, wait, there's more NXT? I'll sign up for the network and go watch it. Like, it's a missed opportunity.
Well, I don't know. I think that they might be starting off with this feud because the buildup is going to hopefully be to Bianca. Because right now, she's just wrestling, like, some of the, I guess, I don't know, mid-card women on NXT.
Yeah, we'll get to that match, but we're still talking about Rhea and Shayna.
Well, I'm just saying that's my theory.
I mean, the other thing could be is it could be some bullcrap, and the Tethers come out and beat up Rhea, and it's only, like, a five-minute spot, and then they push it, they kick the can down the road until Rhea gets an actual match with them barred from ringside or something like that.
I don't know. I think maybe if that's the case, then it could definitely be like a feature storyline for a while.
For the main, or for when they go to the network TV.
Yeah.
But did they say it's a championship match? Did you notice?
It is not.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway.
Well, that's so then, next week.
Yeah. Then we also had a really good match, like and you mentioned.
We haven't seen, well, I guess, have we seen Bianca Belair?
Not in a while.
Well, not like we should be seeing her.
Yeah. Featured every week.
Yeah, except she's wrestling Tenara Conti, which was actually a really, really, really good match.
I liked a lot of this whole thing from the beginning to end.
Oh, yeah.
From Tenara's entrance, which, like, she finally nailed. Because before she'd come out in, like, her little white gi, but not really, like, committing to being a badass or committing to being anything. And so when she came out, she was all like bubbly and like a blue gi and like kept herself like more to her actual look, like the little Barbie look.
Mm-hmm.
And even though she has her belt and she like her black belt and she was showing it off, like she was more true to the look that she's projecting with her hair and like her face. Like she's a pretty girl. So she's not like, she doesn't have to come out here and be Steve Blackman with the belt. She can be out here and, like, be bubbly the way she was.
Yeah.
But then as the match progressed, and, like, seeing her and her character in that match, like, she's come a long way
from the very first time we saw her, she, I don't know, she came out with these dude tag team guys where she was, like, I guess they're lackey for a night.
Yeah.
And
well, we saw her before that, I think, but that was the first time she was ever really, like, in camera a lot.
Yeah.
I think she jobbed out to somebody.
And so the way she came out before was just kind of like deer in the headlights look.
Yeah.
And we didn't really get to see her move set. And then the last time we saw her wrestle was against Xia Li. Man, that might have been like a month or two ago.
At least a month ago.
And that was one of like our favorite matches in a while because
we were
totally taken by surprise. It was such a good match. From that match to this one, it was like even more of an exponential growth from Tenara, which is awesome. Because the last time we're like, oh yeah, like that's the best we've ever seen her.
Yeah.
No,
this is her. She's super muscular in this one. You made that comment that she used to be pretty scrawny, but like, I mean, not like super muscular.
She was thin. She was a lot thinner before.
She looked a lot more defined with the way that her gear looks. Like it shows up a lot of her abdomen.
Mm-hmm.
And you could see a lot more of like the strength that she's been building.
She's been putting work in. Yeah.
Like, it's cool to see the people that put in the work. Like, it's appreciated. Anyway, going back to the actual matches.
Tenara versus Bianca. And of course, you know, Bianca's my girl. So I'm super psyched to see her. I'm like cheering for her. But
Our girl.
Sorry.
Do have a gripe though.
What?
And I would look like a hypocrite if I didn't call out my own people for it, but I hate when people do the same like stance or like little jump around or gimmick on the ramp that they do in the ring.
What are you talking about?
So like when you come out, you do something like
Rhea Ripley throws her foot up in the air and stomps it down.
Yes. She doesn't do that when she gets into the ring. She gets on the apron and she does her little rocker thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way you should do it.
Okay.
Bianca does the same thing in the ring and in the apron and on the ramp. And I've called out other people for doing it. It's Lazy. Get another thing.
At the same time, I don't care about, I mean, care about these choreographed entrances. Like, have you noticed that Charlotte has definitely trimmed hers down? She doesn't do her
cartwheel,
her backflip.
Yes, she does.
No. Once she gets in the ring, you know how she does her, she would do a split and then she would roll backwards.
Well, she's royalty now. She has people open the ring for her.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She doesn't do that anymore. She's definitely shortened it.
Well, it's because she's evolving, or she's evolved.
Yeah, to like not do so much choreographed entrances. Let's get to business. Anyway, this match.
Entrances are fine. It's like 50% of WWE if you're not into the entrances in the ring.
Well, I guess if you're going to the live shows, yeah, you have to. So Bianca started off the match like, you know, she was the one that was kind of dominating. Yeah, but
for
then,
like a couple minutes though.
And I think she was taken by surprise by Tanara.
Yeah, the story was cool because she was taken by surprise.
Because, you know, Bianca comes out, she's like, yeah, I'm here. What's up? Like, you guys miss me?
Yeah,
I'm going to beat her up right now. And then Tanara was just like, with her Latinas do it better, kicking the face over and over again.
And they... Like, what I was thinking what they were going to do, it was Tanara was going to, like, knock her off balance, and then she's going to be like, oh, man, I actually need to pay attention, and then just stomp her. And that didn't happen at all.
Because Tanara is fast.
Yeah.
And she was...
She just kept on going at her.
She wouldn't stop.
Which was, like, being the Bianca fan that I am, I wasn't a fan of, because she should be stomping everybody the same way I think Charlotte should be stomping everybody and Rhea should be stomping everybody, because the other girls just can't compete physically with them. But it's not compelling. So as a wrestling fan, I really liked what they did. And the cool thing was that we finally got to see Bianca really sell. Because even with Shayna, she wasn't really like selling. She was like lying down a lot.
Well, because Shayna's like the one that's... submitting everybody.
Yeah, and like holding her till she chokes out. But she was, yeah, like she didn't, I mean, she was good at selling with Shayna, but like she didn't have to like not overly sell, but like convincingly sell like the arm injury that she had to in this one, because Tanara got her, she had hurt her arm a couple times, and then she got her in that submission on the side of the ropes, that arm bar on the side of the ropes that then pulled her out. Because I think she was also trying to sell it towards the end when she tried to pick up Tanara and couldn't get her quite up, like all the way up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it was Tanara's like dead weight. I think she was, it was part of Bianca's sell. She didn't do that quite.
Yeah, because normally when Bianca picks these people up into her torture rack,
I was talking about the suplex before.
Oh, the suplex. No, and yeah, she does those with ease.
Yeah.
She pops them up into the sky.
She holds them in the air.
Yeah. And yeah, in this case, she wasn't showboating the way she normally does, because Tanara was like totally giving her a run for her money.
And she already literally weakened her.
Yeah, every time she would knock Bianca down and Bianca's getting back up, there she was again knocking her back down.
Yeah.
She was like keeping her down. And one of the things that she did, like Bianca was like resting in the turnbuckle. Tanara just like ran at her full speed and like double kneed her in the chest.
Oh yeah.
Before like Bianca could even see what was going on. Like she didn't have any time to move out of the way. So that's like showing how Tanara's like her style is.
Yeah.
We never really got to see that before.
And they're getting,
we got to see cool like judo flips.
Yeah. And then it was so good. And then they like separated a little bit. Bianca finally caught herself and then she finished the match.
Yeah.
She
did her torture rack slam, into power slam. Yeah.
Yeah, it was really good. I was like the whole time that we're, or not the whole time, but like once I'd realized what they were actually doing with the match, I was like, cool. Now we got another woman that we can feature on USA.
On USA.
Like,
yeah.
Finally, it's time to start rounding out this roster. And with how much play we saw the women get on the weekly shows this week, we need to get as much on NXT, because those women are worth it now.
Yeah.
I mean, we got Bianca, if Rhea's here to stay, Shayna, Mia, Tanara. Did I say Tanara already?
Yeah.
We got Xia Li. Is that her name?
Yeah.
We're
going to get the uppers just for like the villainy.
Yeah, they'll be there, but like that, I don't want to mention them in like the higher part of the roster. Oh, like those five or six people alone are good enough to carry a show. Look at like Raw. That's more great people than Raw even has. Raw has what? Sasha, Becky. That's their upper tier, and then it's like a big drop off to like Natty and
Lacey
and whoever else they have.
Yeah.
Well, Alexa and Nikki are there, but yeah, it's a big drop off.
Well, Alexa and Nikki
Becky.
Kind of like go. There's
yeah,
supposed to go across
Raw
brands before.
But they're Raw wrestlers. But then I'd say they're a drop off from the higher tier of Becky and Sasha. Like there's a noticeable drop from Becky and Sasha to them. So NXT has maybe a better roster now that we've seen like some of their women step up.
Yeah, for sure. So I guess that was it for the women. We got the announcement of Shayna versus Rhea Ripley next week.
Yeah.
So now let's get into
the best moment
part of this week.
Of this year?
Oh my God. Okay. Let's talk about Raw. Natalia and Lacey Evans had a match, which was
Natalia's
really
classless.
Good. Yes.
Let me just say that. You let people get their intro. This is WWE. I just said it's at least 50% of the
entrances.
Show. And she just comes out and she beats up Lacey in the middle. Like, first of all, her music hit way before it should have. And then she comes out and she's right there to beat her up before she can even turn around. It's not cool, Maddie. You're a veteran.
All,
you know better
this
than this.
All,
that's a Bush League move.
This is all on Lacey. She's walking out like this is a friggin' beauty pageant at a snail's pace with her lame parasol. And like she was asking for it.
Are you claiming this is not a beauty pageant?
This is not a beauty pageant.
Every single person, with the exception of Baron Corbin, on this entire company are beautiful.
I'm just talking about her friggin' like bikini
Even
walk
Joe
down the
looks
ramp.
Rad now.
I don't care for hats or parasols during my wrestling shows.
Or blondes.
Oh, no, I'm fine with blondes. <I'm just kidding>. But so basically Natalia came down and smacked Lacey before they even got the match started.
Yeah, it was fine. That was cool. I mean, it was another cool start for this week, but
I want to know if Renee Young is going to be on Total Divas. She's a commentator and she was like making fun of Natalia beating up Lacey. And that's when Corey Graves called Natalia classless.
I don't want her to be on Total Divas because I did not like her on Total Divas.
She was a pot stirrer for sure.
Yeah. Wasn't a fan. And now that I'm a fan of her, I don't want her on Total Divas.
Yeah, I guess so. okay, this match was... This match was really good. I'm trying to remember any like standout moments. Oh, yeah. Lacey's mouth totally spouting blood at the end of it. There was a lot of cool stuff. Natalia was just... I guess it's like the classic wrestling style.
Yeah.
So she was just doing a lot of cool stuff like that. Like Lacey was trying to just trap Natty any way she could, and Natty was just able to get out of it. She was outmaneuvering her. And I thought it was a pretty decent match. Lacey was tired by the end of it, for sure. Natty was beating up on her a good amount. And the part that made me laugh so hard was Lacey pulling out her handkerchief to try and like dab herself off, but she was seriously so tired and walking all crooked that she couldn't even like wipe herself properly before Natalia like knocked her down again.
They need to figure that out. Like, either do it right every time or what? Or I don't know if she was selling that, but like, remember the time
that
she couldn't find her handkerchief?
She's like, hold on.
Yeah. Wait,
searching her undies for it. Yeah. Yeah, I remember that. No, this one was pretty funny because she's like trying to wipe herself down and then she's just like, ah, I'm so exhausted. And then Talia was just like, boom.
But then she got punched in her face.
Yeah, because Lacey threw her handkerchief at Natalia as a diversion. And then woman's righted her face.
Stinky handkerchief. Ah, my face.
Oh, wait. There was a part where Lacey had Natalia like in a headlock or something. But she was also putting her fingers up Natalia's nose or something. Or holding her nose. Because she was like telling her she's a nasty. And she was doing something to her nose. It was just weird.
I don't think I caught that.
Yeah. Are her fingers up her nostrils? I think they were. It's weird. Lacey's weird. Like, she does weird stuff, and it's funny.
But more talking during matches.
She does it a lot, yeah. She's good.
More people need to do it. Tainara does it. Tainara was doing it.
Yeah. So, Lacey won that one. All right. Let's get to the important part. Match?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's right. That's what the important part was.
Yeah. Okay. Well, first of all, Becky did a promo. She was calling out Sasha, telling her, she was criticizing Sasha's, like, I guess, excuses. But I don't think Sasha really gave excuses last week. She's basically saying, like, yeah, I ran away because I felt like it. And
I'm back and I run this division.
And she was like, and I want my money. Give me my money.
Yeah.
And yeah. Becky, see, I don't think Becky fully pays attention to these other promos because she doesn't respond appropriately.
She's so over. She doesn't have to.
She's such a man that she isn't listening to all these other women's promos.
That's funny if that's the way they sell it.
So, yeah, she was saying that Sasha's excuses were a load of BS. But Sasha wasn't giving excuses. She basically just came out and said, like, I want my money. Give me my money. And she came out again to Becky. Like, she came out and told her that she isn't going to fight Becky in front of all these people for nothing. She's going to fight her at Clash of Champions for her title and the paycheck.
Just like you were happy about me being stoked on Bailey last week, I am happy that you can see how overrated Becky has been.
I'm not saying she's overrated.
It's been this entire time.
I'm not even saying.
You just said it right now.
I did not say she was overrated.
Play the tape back. You did it.
I'm just saying Becky has totally taken on this man complex, like, very seriously.
You're just saying Becky isn't as good as people claim her to be?
I still think she's really good.
I'm not saying she's not good. I think she's really good. I don't think that she is the second coming of Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I just think her promos are silly. That's all.
It was fine. I'm overreacting. It was fine. But yeah, it wasn't as good as it could have been. It wasn't as good as when she's been going against inferior targets.
Like Ronda.
Yeah, it's easy to cut a promo on Ronda.
Those were really good.
It's
yeah.
easy to cut a promo on Alexa, but not
or
Sasha.
Naya even.
And that was the other thing. That was the other thing that I was really disappointed on, because she had always had a good nickname for people. And she used the same one.
She called Sasha a little weirdo.
She called her a little freak. Alexa a little weirdo. She should have called her a blueberry. It's so easy.
A blueberry. I suggested Smurf, a giant Smurfette.
Either way, something else other than recycling insults.
Well, she was telling Sasha that, yeah, like, you should have been here. This should have been you, but you ran away. And, like, you got all the opportunity. Oh, that was one of the things. That was another thing that she said about Charlotte and Sasha. Like, oh, yeah, you guys ran the division in NXT, and I was, like, the side person. And you got trotted out like the frauds that you were, which I don't get.
You were Irish chicken.
She was river dancing. She only did that once, I think.
Like, these girls ran the show. They were main eventing Raw week after week. And, like, I get you got to come out and do your promo, but come on.
Let's be a little bit more accurate.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so Speaking of accuracy, Sasha told Becky the only reason why you are where you are is because Nia Jax broke your face.
Which is true and has always been true. Multiple people have pointed this out. Becky
that was a turning point.
Be where she was if Nia wasn't so sloppy.
If you haven't...
I mean, don't get me wrong. That moment was badass. When it happened, I was stoked for it.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, Becky is here and this is going to blow her up. And sure enough, it has.
It did.
I mean, everybody identified it at the time. Like, anybody who watches this industry
knew what
was
going to happen.
Okay, so if you haven't,
there are a couple of new listeners. And if you haven't been watching wrestling or know about this Nia Jax incident last year at Survivor Series or before Survivor Series, they do this little thing where the Raw women invade the SmackDown show and the SmackDown women invade the Raw show, and everybody just starts like brawling.
Before, when they were doing Survivor Series, they did it with the men. The dudes showed up and they beat.
No, the girls did it too.
Oh, but they did it as a full roster last time.
Right.
This
so
time
this
it was
time,
just the women.
So this time it was just the women, and what happened basically is everybody's in the ring brawling, and Nia Jax did like a. Nia Jax is huge. She's like the monster of the women's division. She's injured right now, so she's not on the shows. Basically, she threw like a blind punch and it landed on Becky's face. And her face was broken, for real.
She was concussed.
She was concussed and she was bleeding. But they got like the money shot at the end of that show with Becky's face covered in blood.
It's just
and
the
her
bottom
just,
part of her. It was just her nose bleeding.
It was her face.
Yeah, whatever.
And she, you know,
her
with her arms
broken,
extended,
blood,
it
arms
was
extended,
like the perfect poster.
Saying this is her show.
Yes.
With no mic, so like you could just see her mouthing it. And the story goes, which is always better than reality, that she was out. Like she didn't even remember any of that.
Oh, that she blacked out during all of
because
that.
Because she was concussed at the time.
Yeah.
So
because
she's
she
just
did,
that much
she
of
still,
a badass.
Yeah, she, after she got punched in the face, she was still fighting off people. Like there that's if you can find it on YouTube,
it's there somewhere.
It's there and it's like it's cool.
It's
and that's
on the network.
That was the turning point of Becky the Man.
That was when Becky became the Man. For I mean sure. Before that she had turned on Charlotte, but like that was the point where everybody really started jumping behind her.
Mm-hmm.
Or that was when she got most people on her. Like the turn on Charlotte was more about Charlotte than about her, I think.
Right.
And then she made
and
it.
Then
and then
this one was just like, I'm Becky
her.
Lynch.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So Sasha called it out. You wouldn't be where you are if Nia Jax hadn't broken your face.
Speaking
she's like, I wish Nia Jax broke my face.
We weren't watching it when the Four Horsemen were in NXT. We had to go back and watch a lot of that stuff. So
right.
Promos, I really don't like go back and watch a lot of old promos, which I probably should. I love heel
Sasha.
It's so great.
And this is like the one thing.
I used
thing
to always talk shit about Sasha, but damn, she's cool as a heel.
I mean, like, I don't mean to burst your bubble, but this is what the WWE universe has been like praying for since she debuted on the main roster.
This is the one time I'll admit that they were right, but I don't want them to be happy. So even if they took it away, I wouldn't care. But it's been cool.
Yeah. Because I didn't watch NXT when Sasha, Becky, and Charlotte were on. I started watching when it was just Bayley and the other three had moved up to the main roster.
Yeah.
So I didn't know about heel Sasha. And even on the main roster, I didn't watch it too much. I just know that Sasha kind of teamed up with some baddie girls. It was like Naomi and
Tamina. By the
time
we were watching it, that wasn't happening though. She was already in her rivalry with Charlotte.
By the time we started watching, I'm just saying like when they moved up, like I guess that was the most heelish Sasha that they got.
Okay.
And then the rest was just
babyface.
Yeah,
baby
and Charlotte was the meanie.
Yeah.
So, So Sasha just told Becky that she's not going to fight her until Clash of Champions. Like that's the time that she'll face her because she's not going to be giving up anything for free. And on her Instagram account, probably don't follow her, huh?
Nope.
Leading up to that show, she was like posting stuff like from her private, like she was in private jet. Like
nice.
With her money and like thank you Vince like That's just awesome. Like going with that
moneymaker theme.
Yeah. Oh, also let's point out her outfit. She looks way better in Natalia's gear
than Natalia could hope to.
That
it's because she doesn't have the cat ears.
It was like a mix between Trish and Natalia's.
Maybe it was Trish's gear. Trish passed it down.
Oh, I need to go back and look at it. Well, there was way too many.
I got this gear for you. It was she re-gifted the gear Natty gave her.
Well, whatever she's wearing was super sparkly and like, it's like over the top. And it's cool seeing Sasha like this because we usually just see her like in her regular gear or like her jeans and stuff or her leggings. But like she's showing, yeah, like I'm here because the only reason why I came back is because I want more money and I'm getting it. Good. So that was that.
Yeah.
Bailey was interviewed by Charlie Caruso backstage. Chuck is definitely a poker. No,
she is a good journalist. She asked the hard-hitting questions that everybody's thinking.
So she's asking Bailey. She's
not no robot that asks easy questions.
What does she ask Bailey?
Something about Sasha.
She's asking about Sasha, like do you...
How do you feel about her actions or something like that?
Yeah, and Bailey was just kind of like, why are we talking about Sasha? Like, or she said, like, I've already talked to Sasha. She's my best friend. Because I think that's what Charlie was asking her. Is like, what did she tell you? Like, blah, blah, blah. Like, what's the scoop? And Bailey was just like, that's personal. That's none of your business. Yeah. And also, like, why aren't we talking about me? Like, I'm the champion here.
Yeah.
And she was basically saying, like, oh.
And then Chuck asked another hard-hitting question.
She's just, like, poking.
It. No, she's a good journalist. She asked the questions we're all thinking. Something about how she lives in Becky's shadow, basically.
She's like, Bailey, how does it feel to be inferior to Becky Lynch?
How does it feel? I mean, how does it feel to be everybody the inferior loves champion? Becky and you're just kind of an afterthought.
You're just the SmackDown Women's Champ.
No one cares.
And Bailey was like, "Yeah, I'm still a champion. Like, yeah. This is just as important as Raw." And
we'll see who's gonna be in whose shadow at the end of the night.
Yeah.
Nobody picked up on it.
I think. Well, no, I didn't. And then another backstage segment, that robot reporter was trying to interview Sasha.
Hey, Sasha, 10110101. And then Sasha just yelled at her.
Sasha seriously just, yeah, what did she even tell her?
She said, get out of here. I don't know. It was something like
she's
that.
She's like, though. Get out of my face.
She didn't even like respond at all. She just yelled at her and the girl just fled for her life. Well, that fembot fled for her life. It was like that picture of the little dog barking or biting at that big dog.
That's my favorite picture. It's a little dog like getting scared by another dog barking at it. Oh, it's, yeah. Like, ah.
That one.
There's, I'm sure, a screenshot of it. It's the best ever. So yeah, that was the interview with Sasha Banks. It's just her yelling at the robot reporter. But the match for the night was Bailey and Becky versus Alexa and Nikki, and it was a champions showcase.
Everybody thought that they were gonna Sasha and Charlotte were gonna come out and beat up Bailey and Becky.
Right.
I read so many people saying that, and then even like comments from the day after that hadn't been deleted yet.
Yeah.
Everybody was saying, "Oh yeah, it's just gonna be Charlotte and Sasha come out and ruin it, or like spoil and beat up their opponents or something like that."
Okay, so
that's
do
not
you
at all what happened?
Do you remember anything from this match?
No.
Okay, because I was paying attention and I was like, "Yeah, this is really good." They were beating up on Bailey. Just like really getting in on her, and finally, I don't know, there was a point where.
Okay, I do remember that part. Becky got in the match, and then everybody lost their damn minds.
Yeah,
and
because
she just ran through the.
She was like, she's doing Becky stuff.
Yeah, she's just knocking them down.
Yeah,
because she was the freshman.
Both of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Both
she
of
was
them.
A freshman. She did what the fresh man does. She just ran through the rest of the tag team and evened out the match.
Oh, well, during the match, Sasha did come out to watch.
No, that was when she came out, wasn't it?
No, like during, because what happened was Sasha came down and Becky was like starting to like talk crap to Sasha, and Bailey had to kind of like break it up and say like, hey, like, let's get back to our match. Let's focus over here. Don't worry about Sasha, kind of deal. And they continued the match, and nobody won because Sasha came in and just started beating up on Becky after, yeah, because Bailey had rolled out. She was like done for. And while Becky was beating up Nikki, Sasha went after, or Nikki or Alexa. She went after Sasha went after Becky, yep, and disqualified them.
Yeah.
So that's that we don't know who like the superior champions are in this championship showcase.
I mean, we know who the superior wrestlers are in that match anyway. Then Sasha gets a chair, or does she come in with the chair?
She grabbed a chair. Yeah, she grabbed a chair real quick.
Started wailing on Becky while she was on the ground.
And then she's just there like, ha ha ha, I'm slamming on her back.
Yeah, enjoying every second of
it. And Bailey runs in.
She takes the chair away from Sasha. And stupid Michael Cole says something to the effect of, Sasha is her best friend, but enough is enough.
And and Sasha's like backing up too. Like she puts her hands up.
No,
like,
Becky says, or she even told her like, "What the hell?" Or
are you kidding me? Like you're stopping me from doing this. And then Bailey like kind of picks up the chair at Sasha, looking and Sasha's like backing away. Like, whoa! Like, what are you thinking?
No, she was just pondering her options at that point, just looking at the chair, knowing what she has to do.
But that's the thing. Sasha's guard was up.
She was like Kylo at the end of Star Wars. She knew what she had to do, but she didn't know if she had the strength to do it. And then the entire world popped as Bailey hit Becky with a chair repeatedly over and over and over again.
Oh, don't forget. It was amazing. Do not forget the smirk Bailey gives to Sasha. Like
right before.
Oh, yeah.
That was the second everybody. Like, I knew once she grabbed the chair what was going to happen.
Yeah.
And
it was still like awesome to see it.
I wasn't completely sure until that smirk, and when she like, it wasn't until after the chair hit that I like was finally ready to be convinced and start popping. And nobody was cheering for Becky. Like they did it later.
Everybody was giving yes chance.
Yeah. And it was like Sasha, they had forgotten for a second who she was beating.
Sasha was hanging out in the corner, just like
lounging.
Oh yeah, like my work is done here.
We were saying, I don't know if we ever said it on here, because it might have been before we started recording, that they, when they were tag team champions, that they should just be Shawn Michaels and Triple H and just fuck everything up.
Do you think that's what happened?
I hope that, is what they keep doing. Let's hope that's where they go with this instead of...
Because on SmackDown, that's kind of the vibe that's getting.
That's how Raw signed off.
That's how Raw ended.
Yeah.
And actually, if you... did you watch the video of after what... Okay. So what happened after the show went off the air...
We were too hyped to not watch it immediately afterwards.
Okay.
Becky had
We had every intention of watching the Steve Austin reality show that is on while Miz and Mrs. isn't. We were going to watch it.
No, Monday. It's a different
time slot. Yeah, I know, but we were going to watch it. Becky was the guest star. And we couldn't pay attention. We couldn't focus on it because of the Bailey heel turn.
We were searching social media. We were watching it back.
We watched the clip over so many times because it was that good. And we found the video of what happened when the show went off the air. Bailey and Sasha just gave each other a hug. Bailey's still a hugger. She's hugging her best friend. And they were just so proud of their handiwork, and they took off. Waved at everybody, and everybody's booing Bailey. That's when she got all the
booze.
That
was when she finally started.
That's when I think it set in for everybody. Like, wait a minute.
She beat up our person.
She beat up our man.
Oh, hey.
Boo, Bailey.
Not like this. Do it on someone else.
So that was Raw. SmackDown opens, and Bailey opens up the show to explain her actions. Everybody wants an explanation. It's obvious. Off. It's also obvious. Also, F off,
she's not anything to explain to anybody. She's a champion.
So when she came out.
She does have something to explain to me, but that we'll get to that.
So when she comes out, everybody's booing her. And she's, you know, she's like, what? Like, I'm surprised. Like, I'm confused. Like, I love this. I am a role model for your kids. I was just showing what it means to be loyal.
She's right.
She's being loyal to Sasha. That's
100% right. The best heels have righteousness behind them. I mean, it's not a good, like, it's not necessarily like, they're righteous in their own minds. And that's exactly what Bailey twisted it to be. I did not expect that speech. And it was perfect.
It made sense. It makes sense because Bailey has been this hugger, role model for little girls.
Yeah.
And but the thing is,
for her, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, okay, for her to just turn around and be like, "Nah, F them kids." Like, that would have been.
But the thing is, she isn't saying that.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
You just have to think about
for her to turn around and
these
say
girls
that.
Who have been watching her since they were 8, 9 years old. It's been a few years. They're 12, 13 year old little teenage monsters.
See, that's what
they are there to rebel with Bailey. So for Bailey to be like, I'm like being a role model to your kids, like I'm showing them what it's like to be a good friend, which if I were 13 years old, I'd be like, yeah, because I'm not gonna listen to like my mom. I'm gonna go hang out with my friends.
Well, yeah, you and your friend were pretty terrors from what I understand. You and your best friend.
Well, I'm just saying, if we had a Bailey back then, we totally would have been behind her.
Which one of you was the Bailey? Which one of you was the Bailey?
I don't think either of us were the Bailey.
We were both the Sasha.
We were both the Sashas.
Got it. Yeah. Like, that's what I'm saying. For her to just come out and be like, know what? Nah, F them kids. Like, I'm doing this for me now. Would have been totally wrong. But, like, if her best friend is doing it for her and she's doing it for her best friend, then it gives her an out. And it also gives her, like, she can still be a role model.
She is
she's
a role
just
model.
She's a role model in her own head.
She is a role model. And I'm saying her little fans are going to stick with her because they're old enough now to appreciate the work that she's doing. And she said in her promo too, like, why would I turn on Sasha? Like, why would you think I would do that? She's been with me this entire time. She's had my back this whole time. And I was going back through Bailey's Instagram after WrestleMania, and Bailey had her Money in the Bank win. She posted, like, because your best friend tells you to be so good that they can't ignore you. And she would always, like, just call back to Sasha in all of her posts and stuff. So
planting the seed forever.
Can you believe it? WWE actually, like,
no,
doing some long-term storytelling?
Bailey did that on her own, I bet.
Yeah.
I don't trust, like, I mean, I can be as cynical as, like, everything, but, like, as I want. Or, I mean, I guess I try not to be that cynical, knowing like creative does have a tough job. There's a right. lot of content to fill, but there is 0% of me that thinks that they had any hand in that. That was all Bailey.
All Bailey and Sasha.
Like, it was them planning yeah. this like from that far along. It was all Bailey doing that.
Yeah, and you know what? Yeah, like it's they should be doing that. They are best friends.
Yeah. But.
Oh yeah, this next part.
How disrespectful.
Okay, so Charlotte comes out to interrupt Bailey's PSA. I'm your kid's role model.
And Bailey didn't even
Oh, open. she said something about Charlotte, like how that's what she said. She is like, I'm your kid's role model. I'm gonna be facing like the most selfish person yeah. of all. And I love how when Charlotte comes up, because everybody was like, oh, so now we're going to get Charlotte as a face. Now we got to get good Charlotte.
Nope-a-do.
Charlotte's like, I am the most, I'm the queen of selfishness.
Right about me.
Oh, I'm so glad that we're not getting this, like, just switcheroony because Bailey's like being mean or whatever.
And then when we have these two awesome people in the ring, we get interrupted again. By the disrespectful Sasha Banks.
Charlotte punched Bailey first.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, she did. No, before she Sasha came out. Yeah?
No.
Did Sasha say anything? No, Sasha just came stood. Out, oh, that's right.
She was Sasha just stood at the top of the ramp. Is when she punched Bailey.
That's not how it happened.
Yeah, it was. You just said she stood at the top of. Oh, no, she stood. But she was coming down the ring.
And then Charlotte.
And Charlotte was like, no, I'm not going to stay here until you get here. I'm going to get an advantage.
So she punched Bailey.
And then she went after Charlotte, which is like, we haven't seen them two fight.
Sasha and Charlotte. Since like the
Raw days. Before they got separated.
So Sasha and Charlotte are going at it. Charlotte's getting the better of Sasha for sure. She's got her down. And doesn't matter. Bailey took a chair to Charlotte.
Cheating ass Bailey gets her cheating ass chair.
There, what do you mean cheating? There was no match.
Becky Lynched her.
She is saving her friend from huge, scary Charlotte. She has to do what she's got to do.
It was disrespectful to the Queen of All Eras.
And then my favorite part is when Bailey hands over the chair to Sasha. Like, would you like a whack at it? And Sasha's like, I would. Thank you, Bailey. And starts going at Charlotte with the chair, too.
I'm shaking my head in disapproval. Because what I wanted to happen, if I were to shitty book this, which it might actually end up happening anyway, Charlotte sees the writing on the wall, takes a fall to Bailey, the three of them fuck shit up. But that's just me wanting my girl involved in the storyline.
You want her to play too.
Yeah, it could be NWO. When Hogan joined the NWO, that was insane.
I think we're going to get that. Ronda Rousey is going to come back. Shayna and the Tethereds are present. This is going to happen.
Yeah, but that seems like so far
away. It doesn't matter. Like, so it doesn't different. Matter because in the meantime.
It's going to be a different landscape by then. This storyline's going to be over by then. Heel Bailey's going to be gone by then.
I don't know about that. Well, was Shawn Michaels like really, really the heel?
When they were DX?
Didn't everybody love Shawn Michaels and Triple H?
Yeah, but they were still the heels. See, that's like, are they going to go with DX and have them be like two friends and then adopt like Liv Morgan and
they should.
Fire and Desire and be like DX for
they
real?
Should.
Or are they going to be NWO that like slowly or like gets the biggest free agent and then slowly does it, like slowly builds their ranks? Or are they just going to be Sasha and Bailey?
We'll see what they do because I don't know if it has anything.
But that signed off.
Have you seen the Four Horsewomen promos for 2K20? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I think you sent that.
The 2K19 or what is it? The video game. 20. So now they're promoting the Four Horsewomen. Which WWE has never really done before. And what they're doing is part of this video game is you get
it's
to
not
like
the four
play.
Horsewoman.
They
it's
say
evolution.
It. But they're
it's the women's evolution because there's a Alexa match in that.
Yeah. But it starts off in NXT too. And I'm just like, hang on, I'm gonna pull it up really quick. I think it even says it where it's like playthrough. Yeah, I know it says playthrough women's evolution, but I think a lot of them are just like calling them the Four Horsewomen or just like making a nod to it, where before they never really would say any would say that about Charlotte, Becky, Bailey, and Sasha. I don't know. I think we're gonna get it, but that was the Bailey segment because there was more wrestling after this.
I don't think I even watched it.
It was.
That was the moment of the week. That was the moment of the year.
Well, we'll go through it really quick. Nikki Cross and Alexa Bliss versus their evolved characters, Fire and Desire.
I forgot about that. Yeah, I had chores. I didn't do it.
I guess it started backstage. Alexa and Nikki were doing like a photo shoot, and Sonya and Mandy walked over. And we're laughing at them for thinking that they could do a photo shoot looking like kindergartners.
Did they pat them on the heads?
Basically.
That's awesome.
Like they told them like, yeah, like school's down the hall. And the match itself was I don't know. We just get like a showcase from Mandy and Sonya. Yeah, like I know Alexa and Nikki
and
were.
And it wasn't a championship match.
No, it was just a regular tag match, and it was because Sonya and Mandy were saying how they were going to show that they deserve to get title shots because they're better. And in the match, I know they were kind of like. I guess Mandy was taking like all the hits and stuff, and it looked like Alexa and Nikki were pretty much gonna like win that match, but there was a point where Alexa was gonna hit Twisted Bliss on Mandy, and Sonya and Nikki Cross were fighting outside of the ring, and Alexa got distracted, and Sonya like rammed Nikki Cross into the side of the ring like pretty bad too.
The ring post.
I don't know about the post, but like the actual like at the apron or the outside, she hit her pretty hard. And by the time Alexa like stood up to do her Twisted Bliss onto Mandy, Mandy moved out of the way really quick. And oh no, she didn't get out of the way. She put her knees up, and Mandy went to tag in Sonya, and they do like this cool finisher now, where Mandy and Sonya come from opposite ends. Sonya does a leg sweep while Mandy is doing her freaking bicycle knee in their faces. And it looks so gross. And Alexa actually took that bump and she got pinned.
I'm staring at you in disbelief right now.
Why?
We'll talk about it later. It has to do with the men's roster.
And that was SmackDown, I guess.
Yeah. Bayley is a heel.
That was... I'm still, like, amped about that.
I want to see the next week already.
Yeah. We're just going to go back and rewatch Bayley's heel turn. And I'm going to go back and watch her and Sasha taking turns beating up on Charlotte with a chair.
That didn't happen. Yeah. Sounds like a plan.
So
you should do it as well.
That was this week. Oh man, I hope like we get more of it next week and doesn't like fizzle out at some point.
Nah,
there's too much.
Well, wait, next week's King of the Rings finals for semifinals, so that's probably gonna be the main event. But yeah, we gotta get. So maybe they'll kick off the show. We won't have to wait until the main event. We won't have to wait until the end of the show.
Yeah. It. Oh man. Oh, real quick, we are going to do a separate little like mini episode, I guess, just kind of talking about each of the main players right now on the roster, because exactly a couple of people have asked for a little bit more background on some of these women that we talk about. Because we talk about it as if, you know, like everybody's already watching and knows what we're talking about. But we'll have like a little reference guide, basically, to just kind of give a rundown of each of the women that we bring up every week.
Yeah, we watch 10 hours of wrestling every week, so you don't have to.
So keep an ear out for that, I guess.
Yeah. We'll probably have another episode before we have that out.
We'll see. That's a challenge then. In the meantime, listen to Joseph's other podcast with Hector.
It's still only one episode.
When it comes out, Take Under is the name.
We're about to drop 3 episodes at once.
How lucky is everybody then to get these episodes?
Not very. I mean, I enjoy it. It's fun. NXT is great, and it's going to be on USA, so if you want to get some
get on it now
for it,
yeah,
I suggest getting on it now.
Take Under is the name
on Spotify and everywhere else.
So yeah, okay, until next week then. I guess check out Steve Austin's show with Becky Lynch. We didn't. Or just go watch the clips over and
just
over of
Bayley
turning.
If you are going to watch Stone Cold, picture in picture, Bayley repeatedly knocking
Becky
with
the chair.
We need to make a mega mix and put that on a YouTube channel of Bayley just smashing her with the chair, possibly to the tune of "Where's Your Head At?"
Watch some women's wrestling.